and find you a place to be seated. We do thank you for coming to be with us as we celebrate our Savior's birth. What a thought. Jesus coming to earth, and then to realize 33 years later he died that we might have a home in heaven. What a blessing. We're going to start with a word of prayer, and then we'll get right to it. So if you've never been with us before, we'll have a few congregationals through the month. I've listened to different specials that we've had, asked different people to sing, and different activities. So it just kind of go boom, 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 okay? And so there won't be introductions per se, but it'll just kind of just happen, okay? Let's pray. Lord, we love you and we thank you for this time together tonight. We pray that you might be honored and glorified through everything that's said and done. And most of all, Lord, we pray that if there be one here that doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, that this might be the night that they would recognize that need, that they'd be willing to call upon you and to ask you to come into their heart. Thank you for this time together. We love you and we ask these things in your name. Amen. Amen. Brother Charlie.
Let's all stand and we'll take our hymnals and turn to hymn number 423. 423, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior. Let man their songs implore. What fields have flown, rock hills have play. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more the sin and sorrow grow. The souls they fed so great. Comes to make His blessings flow. Far as the curse is far, far as the curse is far, far as the curse is far. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteous love. Repeaters of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love.
Amen. Thank you. May be seated.
I was there on that silent night when your tiny heart started beating for mine. I wish I could have seen the star in David's town when you turned the stable into holy ground. I'd sing along the angel's song. Noel, Noel, Jesus is alive. Emmanuel, hope is here tonight. So go and tell the world that death has died. 'Cause Jesus is alive. Yes, Jesus is alive. God who made us all with these two little hands is bringing us His kingdom quiet as a lamb. Oh, such amazing grace, a divine mystery, this Savior her in a manger changes everything. That's why we sing. Noel, Noel, Jesus is alive. Emmanuel, hope is here tonight. So go and tell the world that death has died. 'Cause Jesus is alive, yes, Jesus is alive. Sin, you have no sting. Hell, you have no power. Curse, you are no more. This is your final hour. Because the Son of God has not left us alone. He'll live and die and rise again, and then he'll bring us home. Will pass away and we will become new. This baby boy is making all sad things untrue. Noel, Noel, Jesus is alive. Emmanuel, hope is here tonight. So go and tell that death has died. Noel, Noel, Jesus is alive. Emmanuel, hope is here tonight. So go and tell the world that death has died. 'Cause Jesus is alive, yes, Jesus is alive. Jesus is
starlight shines, the night is still. Shepherds watching from a hill. I close my eyes to see the night when love was born. A perfect child gently waits. A mother bends to kiss God's face. I close my eyes to see the night when love was born. Angels feel of peace, love come down for you and me. Heaven's gift, the holy spark to light the way inside our hearts. Bethlehem, through your small door came the hope we've waited for. The world was changed forevermore when love was born. I close my eyes to see the night when love was born.
Be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told of them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
I'll stand. We'll take our hymn. Let's turn to hymn number 429. Hark the herald angels sing. Thank you. You may be seated.
God, that He would take our frame, the artisan inside the paint, would breathe the very air His breath sustains, the architect inside the plan.
Oh, come now, hail His arrival, the God of creation.
had no start and knows no end, became confined in time and tense.
The everlasting God, the great
So several years ago, we started a storybook with our children. And so I'd like to invite the children that are, say, 12 and down to come on forward. And you can just kind of fill in the platform here. And, you know, if you're 15, 16, you want to come, you can come too, all right? But okay. I have a really neat book this year. Mrs. Metzinger was out Black Friday shopping, and usually these books, good books are hard to find, you know? It's really sad. Christian people ought to write some good books. And I don't even know what store she was in, but it's just a run-of-the-mill store. And she goes, hey, I think I found a really great Christmas book. And so this one's entitled A Very Merry Christmas Prayer, okay? A Very Merry Christmas Prayer. Here's my Merry Christmas Prayer. I'll send to God above for all the gifts he's given from a heart filled with love. Pretty cool, huh? All that snow's nice, isn't it? You see, Paisley? Okay. Thank you, God, for the strings of lights so twinkling and bright, just like the star that led the wise men on that special night. How many of you like twinkling lights? You like twinkling? Me too. I still like them. Thank you, God, for home sweet home. I love my cozy bed, just like the manger that you gave to cradle our Lord's head. Thank you, God, for songs of joy, your praises everywhere, just like the host of angels' voices floated through the air. Thank you, God, for family time. You blessed us one and all, just like the love that Mary felt inside the humble stall. It's going to have to get really cold before you can go skating on the water, though, okay? Thank you, God, for trees of green dressed up from the tip to the top. Just like your glory fills the earth, your goodness does not stop. Thank you, God, for gifts we give to show the world your love. Just like the lasting gifts you gave, sweet blessings from above. Does anybody know what the greatest gift that was given? Yeah, Caleb, who? Jesus, that's right. Thank you, God, for candles lit on frosty Christmas eves, just like your love shines in our hearts, your presence never leaves. Thank you, God, for yummy treats handmade with love and care, just like the good things that you give to bring joy everywhere. This is probably the best page in the whole book. Thank you, God, for sparkly snowflakes coating earth in white. Just like forgiveness makes us pure, we're brand new in your sight. You guys like snow? Awesome, me too. Thank you, God, for the wreaths of holly hung upon each door, just like your love that welcomes us to live forevermore. Thank you, God, for listening to my Merry Christmas prayer, for sending Jesus, Lord and King, a gift that's always there. Awesome. Well, you did a really good job, and you listened very good, so I have a small gift for you, okay? But I'd ask that you don't eat them here, okay? If you can take them home and not eat them during the preaching time, that'd really be good, because you'll make me want one if I see you eating them. Thank you, guys. You did a great job listening tonight. You may go back to your seat. There you go. Yeah.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. Oh, night divine. Led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by His cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here come the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger. In all our trials, born to be our friend, fall on your knees.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining far through shadows dim, giving the light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of light, guiding the pilgrims through the night. Over the mountains till the break of dawn, into the land of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star. Shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope, the grace, for the redeemed, the good and blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won, Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star. Shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star. Shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine.
Now, there's just a couple of things we got to do before we can really do the sermon. That is, the first thing we got to do is we got to get the tree right for the preacher, right? Finally. I've been sitting over there just biding my time to get the lights on. See, my wife won't get on to me while I'm in front of a bunch of people, so I can get away with this, okay? And we have one last present to open. The rest of these are fake boxes, I believe, so if you open them, they're empty. But this one's not empty, okay? I'm going to do some of this tomorrow, maybe at your house, so I want you to know how to do it correctly. All right. And hopefully they're not like my wife and tape everything, you know, real secure where you have to go get a knife or something like that. So what we have tonight is a candle. A candle. We're going to talk about the light, okay? So I'm going to set the candle right there. I've also got a lighter to go with it. And I'm going to be preaching tonight from 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Let's pray. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for the time together this evening. We pray, dear God, that you would meet with us, that you might be honored and glorified through the preaching of your word. We thank you for the music that we've been able to enjoy. And Lord, we pray that you would use your word in our lives and our hearts, Lord, that we might serve you in a greater way this Christmas season, that we might exalt you and lift you up, and Lord, that the light of Jesus might shine in our life. We thank you for this time together tonight. We pray that you would be with Brother Muller's family at his homegoing, and Lord, that you would just give them grace and peace. And we love you, and we ask these things in your name. Amen. Just in case you had not heard, Brother Muller, who pastored here before me for 16 years, passed away last night, early this morning. And be praying for the Crotts and for the Fosters and the whole Muller family. We'll let you know when we know something about arrangements for his funeral. He was a great example to me, and I sure appreciate the opportunity to follow him. So we find here a reference of creation, how God stepped into nothing and created light. Jesus came to be born of a virgin, and although there was a physical light, men were in darkness. Jesus came, and his light began to shed about by John the Baptist and then Jesus himself. They beheaded John, but his disciples still carried the good news of Jesus Christ, and his light went on. Jesus, the true light, was crucified, and he rose again, and he ever lives at the right hand of God. His light did not dim. As a matter of fact, it scattered around the known world. The light is still on, but we still have the responsibility to let that light shine. And so three simple thoughts tonight. Key thoughts. And the first one is that God is light. To say that God is light means that God is perfectly holy and true, and that he alone can guide us out of the darkness of sin. Light represents good, purity, truth, holiness, and reliability. Darkness represents sin and evil. Light is also related to truth, in that it exposes whatever exists, whether it is good or whether it is evil. In the dark, good and evil look alike. In the light, they can clearly be distinguished. Just as darkness cannot exist in the presence of light, sin should not exist in the presence of a holy God and cannot exist in his presence. If we want to have a relationship with God, we must put aside our sinful ways of living. To claim that we belong to him, but then live for ourselves, is hypocrisy. God will expose and judge such deceit. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. We must begin our understanding of God right here. John declares this on the simple understanding that God himself is light. And light, by definition, has no darkness at all in it. For there to be darkness, there must be an absence of light. Light is the purest and most stubble, the most useful and very proper emblem of purity, perfection, and goodness of the divine nature. That was said by Mr. Clark. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Therefore, if there's a problem with our fellowship with God, it's our fault. It's not the fault of God, because there's no sin or darkness in him at all. The second thing for us to consider is the light of salvation. The psalmist writes in Psalms 27 and verse number 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" In Psalms 36, 9, we read, "For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light." John 1, verse number 4, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." So David sums it up pretty well there in Psalms 27, 1, when he writes, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." The light of God exposes man's need for a Savior. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The light reveals man in his sinful condition. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The light reveals man's inability to help himself. Isaiah 64 and verse number 6, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away." And man's utter reliance upon God for the salvation of his soul. Man cannot do any good deeds and purchase his salvation. A matter of fact, man cannot save himself. He cannot do it through church membership, or through baptism, or through a clean lifestyle, or by giving large amounts of money to a church, or by social standing. For all those things, man falls short. Salvation cannot be purchased. It cannot be earned. It is a gift from God, the light of the world. And his light shines, and man recognizes his need of a Savior because he sees the sinfulness of his own life and of his own soul. Salvation comes to man only because of the light and the love that God has shown to mankind. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, we read, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." My favorite verse in the entire Bible, Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." As we gather here tonight, we're mindful of a baby being born in a manger. We're mindful of Jesus Christ, the creator of this universe, coming and humbling himself and taking up on him the form of a baby and being born here. Why? That he might live and then die for our sins. That heaven might be our eternal home. Why? Because man cannot get to heaven on his own. We need that perfect sacrifice, and that perfect sacrifice was that little baby Jesus in a manger. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we need to also realize that Jesus gives us light for our walk. Isn't it great that when we come to the point that we ask Jesus Christ to be our Savior, and he wants all mankind to be saved, he wants all mankind to come to that saving knowledge of Jesus, isn't it great that when we get saved, that he doesn't leave us to ourselves? I mean, he doesn't say, "Okay, I want you to live. I want you to live a holy, righteous life. I want you to live for me, and you figure it out as you go along. Man, I'm glad that he gave us the Word of God. Amen? Amen. He gave us this book to tell us how we ought to walk in the light. He gives us the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us, who helps us to be led and guided by God, that we might know how we ought to live for him. So we realize he has given us light for our walk. In Psalms 84:11, it says, "For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." How about John 8:12? "Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Jesus came as that light. In the middle of a sin-dark world, Jesus, the light, began to shine, to be able to be seen by this world. As children of God, we are to walk in the light. As we walk in the light, which is His Word, and which are the commandments and those precepts that we find in the Word of God, we learn how to be victorious over sin and addictions and other things that would hinder us, that would hold us in sin. He shows us how to walk victoriously through this life. We are told as followers of God that we should not desire to walk in the darkness of this that this world has to offer. John 12:35, "Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth." You know, kind of seems like a different type of question to be asking at Christmas time. But Christian, we ought to ask ourselves this: am I walking in the light? You know, one of the greatest gifts that you can give yourself as a Christian, if you're walking in darkness, is to switch over and begin to walk in the light of the Word of God. That's one of the greatest gifts you'll have. Amen. Listen, if you try to live this Christian life, and you live it enjoying the pleasures of sin and the things that this world has to offer, you're going to find that life is incomplete. You'll find and you'll wonder, why is it that life doesn't seem to be so joyful? Why isn't there much peace in my life? Well, it's because you're trying to hold on to the darkness. The darkness needs to go. You need the light of the Word of God in your life. We have the light. We believe in the light. We are children of the light. We have a testimony of allowing the light to change the way that we live. John 12:36 says, "While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them." Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Christian, our light ought to shine that God would be glorified through our life. He's not glorified if you live in sin. He's not glorified if you live for yourself. God is only glorified when you exalt Him, when you allow His light to shine forth from your life. I've got three men who have volunteered to come and help me tonight. These three men are going to help us. They're going to light their candle. They'll come by the row where you sit, and they will extend the light for you to light off of. And they're going to just hold their candle straight up. And if you'll take yours and tip it to the flame, and then so whatever one is lit, if it'll just stay straight up, that'll keep wax from pouring all over the floor. And you can then light your candle off of theirs. As they do that, I'd like for us to sing Silent Night, okay? And so I know maybe doing a couple of things at once is a little difficult, so maybe you just want to hum, okay? But We're going to sing Silent Night. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. How about away in the manger? Away in the manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. And one of my favorites, This Little Light of Mine. Because that's really what we're doing, letting our light shine like this little light of mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. As we look around, we see the difference from this one candle to many lights throughout the room. This is the way we ought to live our life every day before this dark world in front of us, that they would see Jesus in us. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for the time together tonight. We pray that you would have spoken to our hearts, that you would challenge us, Lord, that we might live our lives to bring glory to you. Thank you, Lord, for this time together this evening, for all who have used their talents for your glory. And I pray to God that you would give us a good Christmas Eve and a great day tomorrow as we celebrate the birth of our dear Savior. We love you and we thank you for the greatest gift ever given, the gift of Jesus. And we ask these things in your wonderful and most precious name. Amen. Amen. So the lights will come on. You can blow your candles out. There are receptacles back there to take your candles. You can just toss them in the little tin can. And I would like to wish you a Merry Christmas. And we will have church on Sunday. We'd encourage you to be back with us. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas.